For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarik. The tax cut bill vetoed by Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has been overridden and is set to become law in 2017, barring a legal challenge. Tuesday, House Republicans were aided by one Democrat, Keith English of St. Louis County, whose vote gave the bill the two-thirds majority needed to override the veto. English has so far been unavailable for comment, while House Speaker Tim Jones called him brave.
He actually approached me for the very first time this morning and said, are you aware of the fact that I'm going to vote yes? And I said yes, and thank you. And he said, do you have any advice for me? I said, be careful. And he said, okay.
Majority Floor Leader John Deal also said that English did not ask anything of them in exchange for his vote. Meanwhile, Governor Jay Nixon responded in a written statement saying the tax cut bill, quote, remains a real threat to the state's fiscal discipline and AAA bond rating. If the new law does take effect, it will phase in a cut in the individual income tax rate to 5.5%, down from the current 6%, and will phase in a 25% deduction in business income earned by individuals. House and Senate budget negotiators have finalized the 12 remaining bills that make up Missouri's state budget. Both sides signed off on increasing funding for K-12 schools by nearly $115 million. But if Governor Jay Nixon's rosier revenue projections hold true, then school spending would get a $278 million hike. Higher education would increase by $43 million and would be based on student performance. Republican Rick Stream of St. Louis County chairs the House Budget Committee. He says they also put money in next year's budget to help finance a new state mental hospital at Fulton.
There were two or three or four different ways to get Fulton funded. We were moving three or four footballs down the field and hoping that one would pass. And this particular one, it's a plus in that it only spends $14 million per year, but it does go out over 25 years.
There was very little disagreement between the two chambers. The Senate got its way on zeroing out a $6 million allocation for creating a potential new state park in place of the current Ozarks National Scenic Riverways. However, the House was able to maintain a $1 line item for the proposal and figure that could be expanded in the future if the federal government were to ever surrender control of the park to the state of Missouri. The House and Senate have until Friday to send the 12 budget bills to Governor Jay Nixon. Missouri's Republican-led Senate has defeated a rape and incest exemption to the state's abortion waiting period. The party line 22-9 vote came as lawmakers started debate Tuesday on legislation tripling the state's mandatory waiting period between an abortion and a woman's initial medical consultation. The amendment offered by Senate Democrats would have exempted women who were raped or a victim of incest from the current 24-hour waiting period. The measure pending before the Senate would increase the waiting period to 72 hours. The amendment would have applied to the longer waiting period as well. Republicans opposed the exemption and argued that a pregnancy resulting from rape should be treated the same as others. Democratic opponents say crime victims should not be forced to wait to terminate a pregnancy. 23 clergy members were arrested Tuesday during a rally at the Capitol. The rally, by the group Missouri Faith Voices, was meant to get state senators to expand Medicaid eligibility. KBIA's Heather Adams has more on the story.
Over 300 members of the Missouri Faith Voices gathered in the rotunda for a rally before certain clergy members moved into the Senate gallery. While other members showed support outside of the gallery, the select clergy members sang and prayed out loud for about an hour before police arrested them. Molly House Gordon is the pastor at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Columbia. She was one of the members who gathered in support of the clergy members and Medicaid expansions. She says they plan to stay there until they were removed in order to prove their point.
They continued to pray and sing until they were arrested and removed from the gallery as a witness to the fact that as people of faith, we are called to speak out about dignity and that we will not be silenced.
Missouri Faith Voices has called, written, and emailed the legislators to meet with them, but nothing has changed. Under the federal health care law, states can use federal money to expand the Medicaid program for low-income families. Michelle Scott Huffman is the pastor at Table of Grace and organizer of Faith Voices in Jefferson City. She says Medicaid expansion is important because all people are made in the image of God.
One of the ways that we respect that dignity is by providing avenues for people to remain healthy and live lives that are, if not abundant, at least sustainable.
Scott Huffman feels as if their voices were heard today, but she doesn't know if any change will occur. She does hope that the senators now know their voices will continue to be heard in the future. Heather Adams, KBIA News.
The Missouri Senate has halted debate on legislation that would curb the ability of public employee unions to collect and spend fees automatically deducted from workers' paychecks. The measure taken up and then set aside after 5 hours of debate Tuesday night would require some employees to give annual written authorization for fees to be deducted directly from their paychecks. Annual consent would also be required for a union to spend fees on political activities. Democratic Governor Jane Nixon vetoed similar legislation last year. To bypass another likely veto, this year's bill would head to the ballot instead of his desk. The House passed a similar version earlier this year. Missouri's House has endorsed a proposed amendment to the state constitution intended to strengthen the right to bear arms. The Republican-led chamber voted Tuesday to send the bill back to the Senate, where a similar version passed previously. Legislative approval would put the measure on the November statewide ballot. The amendment would define the right to bear arms as unalienable and require the state to defend against any infringement of that right. It would also include defending one's family with a firearm as a guaranteed constitutional right. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.